about Russian meddling in elections, but not in this country. The Belgian Prime Minister announcing an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections to take place in June. On Wall Street, the Dow down 324 points. The Nasdaq is off 177 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating an accident that claimed the life of a juvenile girl. The unidentified female pedestrian was struck by an 18-wheeler on North Boulevard near the Wetumpka exit late Thursday afternoon. She was pronounced dead on the scene. Two women and a juvenile male were charged with attempting to bring contraband into state and prison. Officers confiscated a book bag containing knives, cell phones, chargers, and a bag of assorted drugs. Hannah Crowder and Carrie Drake were arrested and taken to the Elmore County Jail. The Alabama House of Representatives passed legislation on Thursday codifying definitions of male and female into Alabama law. House Bill 111 would classify concise biological definitions within state law. The legislation will now go to the Senate for deliberation. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey, Biscuits fans, on Friday, April 12th, during the opening homestand, the first 1,000 fans will get a fabulous handheld Riverwalk Stadium replica presented by Lexus of Montgomery. For tickets and information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call us at 323-BALL.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
We are back, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. The ladies of Liberty are here. The whole gang is here. It's a Friday. It's going well. Going good. Whoop, whoop. I got you. Let's go to Dana. Dana has been very patient. Dana, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and we're glad you're on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so overwhelmed.
for actually us getting around to it? Because I know it's not excitement from talking to us.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing. Yeah, I've been on hold for so long. Brad's not been on hold. I've had 5 conversations. Anyway, I'm overwhelmed because y'all bring up so much stuff that just overwhelms me with the world that we live in, but I have to keep in mind that I'm not God nor the Holy Spirit.
Can you imagine how frustrated he is with us? For the love, people.
Right there, when you just look at one issue, just take one, not all of them. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Time is of no consequence to him. Zero. So we're living in time. He is not. So that's the only way I can process how he can handle all the junk.
Yes, ma'am.
Good point.
No, it does.
Good point.
I've been processing it lately. But, and I've not been able to catch the show from the beginning, but this library stuff is just killing me. I'm telling everybody, my husband's middle school, 5th and 6th graders, have those apps on their Chromebooks, but the 5th and 6th graders do not have a code to access them. So that's at least positive.
Well, that's good.
I'm making sure his principal and every human I know is checking these online libraries. But the other thing that I want y'all to know is, well, you may know or may not know, I paint boulders at schools every day for students, the kids' birthdays and stuff. I'm out of breath because I've been digging in the yard while waiting for y'all. But anyway,
sorry. That's what people resort to. Just start digging.
But anyway, so the other topic, I don't know if you've discussed it or not, is the gaming world, video games that children in elementary especially are playing. I have to tell parents all the time, the latest one was called Game Beast. I said, I'm sorry, I have to be very careful what I paint on these rocks because it's at schools with little, which there is. But basically, the characters are cute and cartoony, but they're murdering people. So parents, she's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And so parents do not know what their kids are playing. The other kid I painted with, she drew these cute little mushroom characters, and we still haven't figured out where she got this. She said, this little dude is a serial killer, and he pays this one candy to bury the bodies.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Exactly. You should see my reaction.
So, wait, how old are these kids?
They are 10, 11, 8, 7, 6, elementary. These are elementary, 11 and below. I go to my son and my daughter and son-in-law, and I say, okay, is this game appropriate? And one was called Elden Ring for an elementary kid. He said, oh my gosh. They're 30. They will not even play that game. And here it is in the faces and in the hands of these little ones, and parents are so unaware of what they're playing. So anyway, that is a whole nother topic, and I get involved with every subject on the planet, so my job is to be still and intercede and connect people, because I'm so overwhelmed with what is happening in this world.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about the video games, and I know some video games that are pretty, I don't say graphic, but some of them are sexualized. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm back to, earlier I said, hey, look, golly, I can't believe I'm saying these things out loud, but when I said, hey, look, the Playboy in the library would be a great improvement. And now I'm like, can't we just go back to the, there might be a little too much cussing and we're just shooting each other and everybody looks like a soldier? That's probably an improvement.
Yeah, and I did my best to hold my children away from Pokemon, and I'm thinking that's probably
you're nothing. Like, okay, let's go back to that.
Yep, so true.
Wow.
Anyway, and that's just a couple of the gaming things I've had to tell parents. One of them, I screenshotted the description of the character they wanted. It was an actual demon. One parent wanted me to paint Chucky.
Oh, no,
Scott draws the line at Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky's, no.
That is 1-800-NO-THANK-YOU.
Clown, doll, murderer all together, and clown and doll are probably the worst two.
Parents are not paying attention. So if you're a parent, please listen and pay attention to the video games your kids or grandkids are playing.
Absolutely. Dana, thank you so much. Go back to digging. Look, just my only advice, if you dig a big hole, things get bad, don't jump in there and start covering yourself up. Just, it'll be okay.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Dana.
Bye.
I remember was it Fortnite?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
All the little boys were, because you could get the different skins, which mm-hmm. were different characters. Mm-hmm. Most of Mac and his buddies were the female characters.
Yeah.
She's hot.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Super hot. I know.
And she had just weapons.
Yes. Figure that out by the process of deduction.
Yes.
Like, oh, this is who you are.
Deduction?
Okay. The process of deduction.
Deducing.
Deductive reasoning.
Oh, I thought that was a Fortnite move.
Repeat after me.
I was like, I've never heard of
I
deduction.
I be an engineer. Oh, let's go to Randall. So Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, hell yeah. Man.
No. What's wrong with Randall? Are you okay?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Okay. Maybe he just fell asleep.
He's doing other stuff. Technology today. You can put your earbuds in, listen to the show, do your work, and just be ready.
No, I was talking. I don't know what happened. I guess because this is where passion sometimes meets what they well your passion aligns with what they want to done, and you kind of done the work for them here.
Really?
And before we get to that, y'all got double A. Y'all love sports and stuff. Call it double A news. And Al and Ab news. Everybody wants some. That's double A news.
How about double A like the battery It just keeps going and going.
There you go.
Yes,
right.
That's good.
I'm in.
Energizers.
On to the and I think that's why they picked. I think that's why they picked. Y'all, 18-19 news is the, you know, I mean, the men for this, and it would be so great. And Allison, you're doing your thing. You should take something and do it, but. This all these kids that like these working parents are right wing, whatever you want to call it, that don't really have connections with the kids and don't talk to their kids a lot. What y'all has done is now they probably went and searched these books. I mean, they probably heard their parents talking about it, and we just spread it through the whole right wing family like it was wildfire in 2 months. And so now when they're fixing to destroy the library because they're gonna say Christian books are gonna align with that, what's in them. And then you really can't differentiate. That's like telling Tall County, don't go after the dude selling, you know, that's using weed to take care of himself, and to get to the dude that's making crystal meth, killing everybody. You can't. They live by a code. You can't differentiate from that. And when they start searching this, now you put them in an algorithm. The algorithm for them to get more of this stuff. Not only just them, but the parents as well. Because now you got the parents searching. You got the whole house now. You know what I mean? Kind of seeing what we're talking about, and really nobody.
But Randall, let me stop you. What's the alternative? I mean, what would you rather the parents not know, and these kids find these books alone in their room? They stumble upon it one day.
You beat them with a game. You go to the community center, not community center, but the people who are over 50 still party at the end of the day. You go there and you get them.
The senior citizen center.
Yeah, and they sit there. And they take two or three of them. They go to the library. They chill. And they do it at Bentonsley. It happened yesterday when I was in there at the Bentonsley Library. A parent looked at the book and said, "Hey," called the parents, said, "This is a twain. I didn't even know what a twain book was, and I'm sure you told us. I just didn't register it. But her parent did not want her kid to have the twain book, so she did not send it with it. And the kid, you know what I mean, was somebody else. So and it kept it don't push it out there. And you locate the books, you know where they are. The senior citizens know where they are, and they guide the kids away from them. I mean, we got so many people who wants to do stuff. If you want to get involved, there's ways to beat these people. But you can't run around with knowing we all going digital, knowing the library is pretty much, I ain't saying a thing of the past, but I'm going to use this example. Baron Coleman had his son in a reading competition in the Montgomery Library not long ago. That man notices everything. There wasn't none of this in the library then. The donation was probably done. They probably met in these little meetings, and they probably pushed this upon one of the parents, like, y'all need to donate a book. You know what I mean? You really care. You know, you donate a book and let other kids who are struggling, who don't know where they are in life, let them get a hope. You know what I mean? They can read it. Donate a book. And that's what they did. And it happened probably the last 2 years. I mean, I had to. You know what I mean? Like, y'all, I just don't believe that.
It's been going on for a while. And where I'm going to disagree with you, Randy.
People in place. All right, go ahead.
Randy, I'm going to disagree with you a little slightly. Hold on.
Okay.
Which is, our problem is not... Our problem is getting the people to do what you would advocate doing quietly on the side. We don't have that army of people. And part of that is because people don't know. So our goal is, by making people aware, hopefully when the next kind of thing happens, what you're advocating, where the people at the Senior Citizen Center or whatever see themselves as a shield and they go and do it on their own because they feel empowered after they know these kinds of things are happening at the schools, the local libraries. I think the reason I think we're doing what is right is people have no idea. And people don't feel, people are not emboldened to do what you're saying. Because, I mean, it was very controversial when this show was the one that said first, hey, look, check them out and never take them back. And people were like, what? You can't, I always return my library book at the appropriate time. Can you imagine? So we need to create some warriors that, hey, it's okay to... fight the fight, because the other side is definitely fighting the fight. Will some more people, possibly find it that would have never found it before? Probably. But I think the positive outweighs the negative. Okay. And yeah, they probably do have a strategy to kick all this stuff off. But man, we've got to have some more people pushing back. And without actually talking about it publicly, we don't have the army of people to push back.
See, they did. That's how they get us. They didn't go out and say, "Hey, we're putting this in your life." That's what I'm saying. You got to fight fire with fire. That's what,
yeah,
that's what,
well,
I'm getting.
Well, we don't have the people. They have a army of radicals ready at all times. They have people willing to go blow up things outside the Attorney General's office, which we're not advocating violence, but they have them, and they are meeting, and they're doing all their stuff.
They don't have them. They pay them. We have done proved this point that they dropped the bricks off. They paid these IMP for people. They've flyers for them to get. So no.
But here's the thing, Randall.
You can pay.
Me and you don't have any money. You and I don't have any money.
Okay. Well, and here, let me just jump in and throw in what the Bible says, which is our whole grounding. Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. We do not have an option to sit on the sidelines and hope that it goes away. It is our job to call it out.
Hey, Randall, you're a rock star, man. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. We will be back.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0744, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PD020314, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Hey, don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com.
He's just so broken up about your dad joke.
It was good.
That was actually really good.
I thought it was
what
quick.
What are you eating?
Some of those ginormous nuts.
Colossal.
Scott. It's the same thing. I told you I don't remember specific words. I remember the story. Colossal, gigantic, ginormous is all the same. What happened to Eric the Duck?
He's been on and he's been off. We've gone through about four
cycles. We
got to
get a headset for him and he can listen. Yeah. He can listen and then turn it on when he's right there. We don't care if he's hammering on a metal roof or
it sounds cool.
Whatever he's doing.
I know all about what he's doing, Scott, if y'all like to hear about it.
What is he doing?
He's up in the attic, then he's down the ladder, then he's back up in the attic. I picked up all kinds of ways, you know, to safely maneuver through an attic and not, you know, harm your lungs or your eyes or anything. So,
it's a good mask.
Interesting today.
Mm-hmm. Eric the Duck, give us a call back.
Yeah,
we want to hear
man.
What's going on. And let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Every day I am trying to practice speaking and hopefully things that I say will be pleasing to the Lord God Almighty. I'm looking at all his works today and it is a beautiful day in God's country.
Yes, sir.
I hear too many words that every time I hear it, I think a little angel drops off the head of a pin. When you say the D word on the radio and the H word over and over and over and over while chewing on an old cigar and pontificating about how good person you are because you went to school and you played the football. We have thousands of years of history, and I will say this thing. Those who fail to remember the past are doomed to repeat it. Let us try and be more thoughtful and thinking before we speak, because that's part of my exercise of my recuperating, is to be very careful what I say, how I say it, and it takes practice for me to even speak clearly. Thank you for letting me speak. Now I get down to the point of why I heard you all talking about the libraries.
Yes, sir.
Libraries. I have books. I don't know, three houses full of bookshelves of family stuff, a lot of it, history, biology, science. These are things that children need to be reading, not on how to find something. No. So, people, if you're hearing me across the wavelengths coming, boosting out of Birmingham, aren't you all in Birmingham, right?
We are.
Correct.
I love St. Clair County. That's a nice place. But
yeah, yes.
if you have a book fair happening in your community, look around, find something that would help young people. They're not going to see it on the internet. Put a book in their hands. Maybe they could read some of these books. I have what was that when we were kiddos there? The Britannica.
Mm-hmm.
And my family makes sure that we had reading material at home. And a lot of this, my interest was animals and nature. I can't see anything wrong with teaching kids about animals and nature and biography and history, but this scary stuff, no. This is the work of the liar himself, insinuating his efforts again in our educational system and lying and lulling people. So I wanted to say, whoever calling all the time, saying the damn word and the hell word all the time, it hurts my ears.
Mm. Thank you, Carl.
Say what you want to. It's a free country. Amen.
Amen. See you, buddy.
You.
You know the problem with Carl Dan?
What's that?
He says all his words right. It makes me feel a little bit inadequate.
Well, he's
times.
Had to work at it. You know, he had a struggle. Yeah.
He has great enunciation.
He's amazing.
He has made a wonderful comeback. Amazing.
I mean, it's like, okay, Scott, you must do better and speak clearly.
Well, every time he calls, you can tell he's getting a little better.
Faster.
And better and better.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. Good deal. Good call. Very good points. So here's the thing for a Friday. Did you see the thing about the stranded sailors?
No, sir. Where are you?
They were rescued. That's a secret place.
Okay.
They were rescued after they spelled help out on the beach with palm fronds. Stranded on a tiny Pacific atoll for more than a week, and the U.S. Coast Guard spotted it from the sky.
Wow. Dang. It works.
It does.
How'd they get there?
They went out fishing on a 20-foot boat, ended up on an island 115 miles away from where they started.
Oh, wow.
They were fast running out of food, survived on coconuts and water from a well that was on the island.
Wow.
Why would you be in the Pacific in a 20-foot boat?
It didn't say it was three smart guys. It said three guys.
Okay. And I guess their phones stopped working completely or fell into the drink or something?
I don't know. I think the cell service is probably
pretty bad.
Not good in the middle of the Pacific.
Wow.
But they were off the Micronesian Islands.
Oh.
They were found in good health, slightly dehydrated. It was only a week. I bet I could make it. So you had a well with water. But I could make it a month. I have plenty of reserves.
Let's send him away and see what happens.
Where's Big Dave?
All right, when you get back,
there's no Berkey there. Like, we can't stalk you with a Berkey. How are you going to purify
this, it?
Yeah.
It's from,
you're saying
it's
you
from
have
a well.
Well.
They had a well.
Okay.
I don't know how they had a well. And it's, so they have water. I'm saying I could make it a month on the fat reserves.
I concur.
Big Dave?
Beeson's Island. Who's going to be Ginger? Who's going to be Marianne? and don't even think it, because I'm going to be the professor, okay?
That's exactly what you are, Scott.
That's right.
Oh,
you're with
word.
Us. We got to take a break. Lots of good stuff to do. We'll be back.
image has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Eric the Duck. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Hey, I missed you guys. All of you.
We missed you, bro.
Hey, I was just telling Sky, I was like, buddy, when I'm in the attic, it's just a headset ain't going to do no good. Because the last damn thing I want to do is talk when I'm in the attic. I want to get the hell out of there. Regardless, I told Sky, I said, I reckon that the little artwork I did for you guys, I guess it's going to become a Rembrandt because it's going to be so damn old before I can get it to you guys.
We've been waiting.
It's definitely going to be a classic.
And waiting.
Oh, I know, man. I do. Because I spent about 95% of my time in attic.
Well, just think about it. Look, when they find those pieces of art that you've created in an attic in 120 years, they'll be very valuable.
Come on, man. Cut me a little breathing space. But I gave Sky a little bit of free advice. Normally, we charge $65 for that, but... Being as he's a good guy, and keep your eyes covered and your nose covered, and you're all right. Because you get in places up there, buddy, I'm telling you, you can't even crawl. You have to lay on your belly in insulation.
Oh, it's horrible. I've done it many times.
I got a suggestion. Why don't we do a broadcast in the attic? You two ladies.
I need some insulation. No kidding. Well, like, they never did the insulation right in our attic, and we could do it from my attic, and we'll just work. We'll lay insulation while we do the radio show, and then I'll get it done, because the quote they gave us to fix everything,
outrageous.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
The new wave now is to take the spray foam and do away with the insulation. It's fiberglass, but you got the foam spray now. Yeah, I know you've seen it on TV, but take that and it expands.
And it works. And it works super, super well.
It's probably way more fun to do too.
But you know,
it looks cool.
You know, back to books and those book situation. Hey, man, it wouldn't take much for me, but I'm never going to release my last name. Mm-hmm. But I know what I'd do.
I know your last name. The Duck.
I thought it was again.
I'd take them damn books, and I would take them to wherever that they're preaching at, and I would deliberately set them ablaze.
Yes, sir.
And another thing, here's another quick, I'm going to shift gears before I hang up and go eat, but we talk about Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, and Scott Bison. I got people calling him Bison, but it's Beeson. But at any rate, if we replace Mike Johnson, you know who's next in line, right?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah, the Dems. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, enough Republicans are going to leave before long till the Democrats are going to be in charge of the House. And just to make you happy over the weekend, there's a number of people who think that the purpose of these guys leaving is so that Democrats will be in charge of the U.S. House so they can vote to pass legislation that says Donald Trump is not capable of running for president because of January the 6th. Or they will be in charge of the House when the election occurs and not... and make sure that he does not become president.
Well, you're right. Exactly. You know, I mean, there's so many variables. I mean, I can just about guarantee it. And Scott, you've been in a little while in the politics, but they're behind the scenes right now. And they're studying in every little crack and crevice that they can pull out just to, you know, when you start forgiving these student loans again, and I mean, come on, man. I didn't go to college. I'm sure that you guys did, but it ain't damn fair to you guys that we have to cover the bill for these, Gen Zers or whatever you call them.
It's outrageous.
But anyway, you guys, I'm going to get to Rembrandt to you eventually one day. It might become an Angela. Sooner or later. I'm dying to come over and shake Sky's hand because he's been a very patient guy.
He has been. Thanks, Eric the Duck. You have a great weekend. Be careful in that attic.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. I hope you're well on this happy Friday.
Trying to survive 231 with what looked like beach traffic or something heading down. And this crazy old man behind me, he's trying to get around me. And, you know, he's in a pickup truck. And there's no way around. I'm trying to give him space. Let him go.
Is he one of those guys, Papa B? I get past, and look, I drive, let's see, we're on public airways. I drive exactly the speed limit at all times. But people will pass me so that they can run up right behind the person that is literally 25 yards in front of me.
I'm What's like, the problem with that?
I'm like, what did you gain?
It's abs.
Absolutely. Abs, like, well, I may not be very far, but I'm in front of you, Scott Beeson.
You know, if you leave about a car length, well, I like to leave me a buffer between me and the guy in front, you know. Especially when you're having to go, you know, 10 miles over the speed limit just to see, keep from getting run over.
That's right.
You know, and so, but if you leave just like a car length, everybody on the road will come and get right in front of you.
And they will fill that spot and not go any further. I don't understand it. I really don't. But you're right.
It's crazy. Well, anyway.
Heaven forbid you leave them two car lengths.
Oh, man. No.
And, you know, you get these dirty looks. If you do go speed, which I tried to go, just keep speeding 75 on the interstate or 70, you know, 76. But anyway, you go that, and, I mean, people will be passing you, giving you the dirtiest looks, like,
well, that's because you're in the left lane, Papa B. Get over.
No, I'm not in the left lane. Because
I do give that person dirty looks.
So, you know, I'm really impressed with this young lady, Riley Gaines. She is the swimmer that got beaten by this guy who calls himself Thomas? Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and... You know, in my estimation, she was really not, she didn't want to be some kind of advocate, but she was kind of, you know, compelled to be just for standing up for the right thing.
Right.
That is, if you're going to have women's sports, well, you know, women ought to compete and men not compete in women's sports. It's just the most lunatic thing that you can think of that we have to deal with. But I do feel like the tide is turning because, you know, some of the more national, and Leah Thomas had to give up his medals and give them to Riley Gaines and others. And so, you know, it's like you see all of a sudden, well, somebody has good sense. Maybe good sense will actually prevail in this stupid situation. What do you think about that?
No, I'm with you. I think we are making progress, and I think it's partially because people like you and other callers and shows like this that are willing to take up the topic are helping other Americans realize they're not the only ones that believe all this stuff is insane. And so more people are calling out the insanity and expecting it to be done away with. So I think we're making progress. And I think that's why the left is getting more and more radicalized because they can't take it. They're losing their minds because they've had the field all to themselves for so long.
Yes, sir.
Papa B, we got to take a break. Allison's having a stroke. We're coming up on the time. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast, and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the program, everybody.
Such a game. Such a game.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff to do. Not a lot of time on this Friday. Let's get out to first-time caller, grandma. Grandmother. Sorry. Some grandmothers are very touchy about what you what you call them. Grandmother, welcome to the program.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say how much I appreciate God. Share the same morals that I do.
Are you Skye's grandmother?
Hey, I wish that would be great.
He's a good guy.
And I do have 5 grandchildren, and try to steer them in the right direction of their entire lives, and I hope that I have made an impression through God's point of view.
Yes, ma'am.
Not mine. Saw a movie yesterday afternoon, Someone Like You, at the AMC Theater, and I would recommend any Christian go see that. It's sweet. It's a sweet movie. Absolutely. Nothing that I wouldn't recommend. And I go to very, very, very few movies. But I want
really?
To say this to
Someone Like
I
You.
Say, okay. Someone Like You. It's the AMC Theater at Sturbridge.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
now,
see.
having said that, the matinee fee was $13.75, but that's okay.
Wait back, grandmother. How much is the matinee cost now?
It was $13.75, and I did ask the guy, because I've learned at my age to question most everything. He said, yeah. Well, it's because it's a special event. And also, I might add, we need to support the producers of these people. The lady that wrote the book, she and her husband also paid for this movie. So they probably need the funds, and I'm happy to help them. But
okay.
10 of my friends went. We were a Bible study group, and we all went together and thoroughly had a good time. I want to say this, too. You have to stand up. I recently, last year, went to our local elementary school and with some folks from my church, and we filed a complaint about a teacher there.
Mm-hmm.
It was noted, it was processed, and this year, that person was gone. Prayer works.
Amen.
Absolutely. When you feel like you don't have, your influence has been exhausted, just continue to pray. And also, I heard this year, a couple of months ago, about a book in the middle school, and I know the librarian there, I trust her, but I did question her. I said, look, I've heard that there's an inappropriate book in the library, and she said, oh, well, let me check on it, because they have thousands and thousands of books. I'm sure she doesn't know, mm-hmm. the contents of every book in there. She called me back in a day or two, and she said, I have pulled that book. It is totally inappropriate. And I knew that it was, because I had ordered a copy off of eBay, an expensive copy, and it was trash in the middle school.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, it's out there. We've just got to stay vigilant and do what we can to help protect the kids.
Absolutely.
But anyway, it's a beautiful day. I wish you all outside enjoying the sunshine. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Have a great day.
Thank you, grandmother. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you doing that work.
Absolutely.
That's good.
We need
good
more
call.
Grandmothers. We do. She's
we
awesome.
We do. Everybody needs more grandmothers. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
The and we got to keep in mind, like she did. She let somebody she knows know about it. Mm-hmm. They are like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
They took it off.
That's right.
We don't have any beef with them.
Right.
It's the folks that, when they find out about it, say no.
Mm.
Or the ones that actually put it there. And they have to be fought.
That's right.
And yes, pray about it, but you got to go fight the fight as well. Let's see. What's the order? Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott, got to go NASCAR.
You got it, brother.
Republicans leaving the House to give Democrats control.
That's what they're doing, it looks like.
At the very least, in 2020, they were accomplices after the fact on the steal. Do not forget that. That's at the very least. They were accomplices after the fact. Now, on the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yes, it's a racist bridge.
Scott, whoever did that, I got to say, it was much more artful than the destruction of the Nordstrom pipeline. Now, you said because you weren't the legislator, you could do quid pro quo.
Is what we do.
Well, you get quid pro quo out of the legislature, and you'll have politician no show. Now, last thought. You were talking about your list and women reminding you.
Yes.
Every time there's a crisis, women and children are always evacuated first. Why is that, Scott?
Why?
So men will get 10 to 15 minutes of peace and quiet, maybe.
Before they die.